pledge allegiance to the flag of the
United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thanks everybody for coming. Public comments, do we have anybody in the audience that have public comments?
Steve Mercer, Coastal Transplants. I just wanted to give you all an update on the mitigation at 8454 in the Shores. I know that was a topic, and that's been completed about 6 weeks. We've got great grow in, very little loss of vegetation there. The dunes were replaced. We put in almost 80 cubic yards more than what was requested or on the plans. And we've got some really nice dune sculpture out there, and we're just waiting on the plants to grow in. And with some good rain and a little bit of fertilizer, we're moving right along there. So I just want to give you all an update on that. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, anybody from the board have anything to say? I would like to say thank you to everybody who waited. The meeting cut into our time. Maybe the city needs to rethink the start times if they have lengthy agendas or the meetings take a little bit longer than an hour. I think it could be better if they reschedule, because a lot of us have things to do, and I've got people waiting on me right now, shortly. So that's what I got to say about that. Staff? No? Okay. Move on to the approval of minutes from the regular meeting on June 24, 2025. Do I have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second. We have a motion to approve and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Move on to the regular agenda, discussion and action to provide recommendations to City Council regarding the birds. The bids received for the Marisol Laguna Madre boat ramp.
Thank you. So this grant is part of our Restore Act grant, and it is to construct a boat ramp and associated parking and amenities on property that the city has purchased a couple years ago. We opened bids on June 26th, and we received three bids. The first is from Bryan Industrial Services in the amount of $1,760,917.83. Their timeline to complete the project was 240 days, and they do have boat ramp experience. The second bid was from Foremost Paving Incorporated. Their bid was $2,164,093.08. Their timeline to complete the project was 1 year, and they do not have any boat ramp experience. The last bid was from Durdon Enterprises LP. Their bid was for $2,365,673.20. Their timeline was 280 days, and they have constructed one or two boat ramps, but very small in comparison to this project. We did have a ranking or scoring committee that evaluated the bids, their experiences and background, personnel as well. That included myself, Emily, from the task force. It included Chuck and Abby, and then our project engineer for this project, Manuel, who is with LJA Engineering. The average sheet is in the backup. Total possible points was 110 points. And the averages were for Bryan Industrial Services, 102.4, Foremost Paving was 92, and Jurdon Enterprises was 79. Do you have any questions?
I have one question on the scheduled. There are 240 days. I'm assuming you're recommending PIS.
That is, yes, we are.
Is there a penalty if they don't meet the 240 days, or?
It is out. It's outlined in our contract. And like the city has a standard form of agreement, and it would be outlined in there. I can't, off the top of my head, I don't know what the exact language is, but it's in there.
Have they been meeting their quotes on the projects they've been doing, or have they had to come back and ask for more money on those? How has that worked?
We have, I think for the Whitecap, we did amend that timeline in the contract. That was the first one. That was during COVID, and so there was a lot of like stuff that came up with that one.
The dollars, have they come back and asked for more money on this?
Oh, there have been with all the other projects, you mean?
Right.
Minor things, but this, I should have noted that these bids include $100,000 in contingency, and so that's for those items, you know, that happen to come up. An example for our recent Neptune one was the project and the bid and the proposal only included the Neptune boardwalk had stairs at either end, and it was only to rebuild those terminuses to make them ADA compliant. So it did not include doing like the middle section, like the updating the treks to make sure that it was newer and that it matched the other ones. And so that was something that we evaluated, our engineer staff, as well as city management office, to look at that and those costs. And so we dip into our contingency fund, but we have never gone over that. We've usually, on all of the projects, we've gotten money back from our contingency. Does that answer your question? Sorry, it was a little dragged out answer. Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So it's 240 days, I saw for one of the beds. When do you anticipate this may get started, just roughly?
My estimate would be September, solely because we have to request a notice to proceed from the U.S. Treasury, and that's going to take some time. So that's a buffer. That gives us time for contract negotiations as well, getting contracts signed, getting their bonds in place. This will be up for, as long as there's a recommendation today, up for City Council tomorrow night. So they should select a contractor. So we should be able to move fairly quickly with some of that stuff, but per our grant, there's like a list of like almost 30 questions, which I have all answered, but that gets submitted to TCEQ, who sends it to U.S. Treasury, so that we have to request, like, we want to start. And so that might take some time. So my estimate is September.
I think that's good news. September, right around the corner. Okay, so do I have a motion to approve one of these bids?
I'll make a motion to approve Bryan Industrial Services, that the contract be awarded to Bryan Industrial Services.
Okay, we have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second it.
We have a second. Any further discussion? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to 5.2, discussion and action to provide a recommendation to City Council regarding the submission of the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation's National Coastal Resiliency Fund Grant Proposal.
Sorry, I know a lot of words. So we have been, I submitted a pre-proposal just to see if we would even get invited to apply for a full proposal, and we were. So this grant proposal would be to fund dune restoration to do it in our southern city limits. So the past couple of years, we've focused the project on the northern 2 miles, and so we've seen its success. We've seen how great it has turned out and how much of a good impact it has on our beach that I think it would be beneficial that we extend that project into the southern 2 miles, and so that is what this project is for. We have funding, we have had funding through the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation before. It's due Thursday, so what's in the backup was what I submitted for the pre-proposal, and really the final proposal is just elaborating on a lot of those questions. So that is actively being worked on, so long as the board and council approve submission. I'm requesting $500,000 with a match of $100,000. So total project cost would be $600,000, and that's over a couple year time frame to do the 2 miles.
I know that our dune system on the southern half of the beach really is a much wider, healthier dune system. So I'm kind of curious what areas you might already have in mind. I think it's wonderful we'd have several years, 2 years to do that. So that would be helpful.
We'd have until
2028. Okay.
To do it. So the project would start next year. So yeah, we'd have about 2 years to do it. And it would essentially be from where the project has ended at Access 10 south to our city limits, and to do that area. Of course, you know, we can focus on certain spots, you know, that we need next year. And then, as you know, we have each year we get hit with some sort of high tide, and so then we can go back and address other areas as needed as well.
And that's where I feel like maybe, you know, if these everything goes through with this, that money and for those areas, it should really probably only be used on like an as-needed basis, because the dune system really is really, really big and on the southern half of those beaches. And if we're talking about extending the beaches more seaward, we're talking about narrowing our beaches, the public beach that people use and that the city lifeguards drive on. So once we start our seasonal high tides, I just feel like we're reducing usable beachfront whenever we start building dunes out. And they are great and they are wonderful. And I think that they do serve their purpose of protection. I just don't see how the South End really needs it, because when I'm walking through some of those South End beach accesses, it's a hike. So that would be just my preference.
And for a couple of the previous projects, we did kind of what you're suggesting, is evaluated those areas. So there was a specific area near actually Access 10 where we were like, it's just a little too narrow. So we're going to focus on just planting and not do fencing, or, you know, vice versa. We're only going to work on trying to do sand accumulation in this spot. And we only work within, you know, like 20-ish feet from the line of vegetation. And so.
And can any of those funds be used towards, like, when we redo a beach access and we need to replace some of the vegetation that might get disturbed while we're improving beach accesses, could we use some of that money as long as it's in those areas?
I think as long as it is in those areas and it's classified as dune restoration.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm not against it. I just, I think how it's applied, it really matters.
Mm-hmm. Are there areas that are kind of slim down there and lack of vegetation and lack of sand dunes? I'm trying to think. I don't.
The Access 10 area immediately north and south of that area does get, if we get a high tide, we have seen scarping in that area, pretty exaggerated scarping. I don't think we saw any last year, but a couple years ago, it was pretty bad from like Access 6 down to like Access 4, maybe it was more 5 or so, but it depends, but we do see that. Mm-hmm.
But probably more of like, I guess we would call it like the middle mm-hmm. of the island, but it counts as your southern.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Can you give me a cross street?
Acapulco and Campeche is number 10 in front of Beach House Condominiums.
Acapulco, okay.
That's 10 and 11.
So we'll go south?
South.
From there?
Mm-hmm.
Isla Grande, are they kind of grandfathered in for their little clear area? Would we work on that any?
That's within the southern 2 miles.
Yeah. And where does our city limits end on the beach?
So technically, our city limits encompasses the, it goes down to the Cameron County's Park Pavilion, and that pavilion's included within our city limits. I don't think I have it going that far. I think when I did it, the 2 miles ends before that, kind of where, the beach park is kind of around there is where I just made it even. I was like just 2 miles from 10 down south, but our city limits technically goes down and includes that area.
That second pavilion is the in northern. The city limits?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so past Sea Vista condos and past the park,
beach park. Mm-hmm.
Beach park. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad you can't annex it further to save the church.
Okay.
Don't approve that.
Well, I like this. Do I have a motion to approve?
I so move.
Motion to approve. Do I have a second? I have a second. Do we have any further discussion?
Is the fencing going to be similar to, I know on the middle portion, you didn't do the sand fences after some point. It was just a straight fence. Is that what you're thinking for this area?
I think that section where we did it, do you know which area you're talking about?
Well, it'd be the next mile or so or half mile from.
Yeah. We would evaluate the conditions at the time of project start to see what's needed. If we feel we have enough beach to do both plants and fencing, we'll do that. If we don't, there was that section kind of north of Access 10 where we felt the beach was just a little too narrow, so we didn't put the fencing in there and just did plants. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, that brings us up to the end of the meeting. Thanks, everybody, for coming. This meeting's adjourned.